Hi, welcome to the ZP vlog and podcast. So we like to do this once a week, and it's really just a wrap up from the news from ZP for this week. So one piece of news we put out there this week was a fairly long webinar or video on commercialization of electrochemical sensors. We focused on kind of point of care diagnostics and in particular sort of testing in the blood. And we talked about something that we call our kind of 2-year manifesto. That at ZP, we really want to make an effort to get people onto the market with electrochemical assays in 2 years or less. And unfortunately, many people take something like 5 to 10 to 15 years to try and bring a technology to market. And 10% of these people who start off with a startup may be actually successful. So the attrition rate, 90% obviously is actually quite high. So I did a kind of, or we'd rather a ZP sort of put together a whole video around this, including a live demonstration. And so we are going to have a webinar. Every month we do a webinar on the SensiTE platform, and that's where we do sort of most of our demonstrations of SensiTE. But we just wanted to kind of give a sort of reason or what drives for it. And it really is this high rate of failure in startups and this high rate of failure in the commercialization of academic research. That's the problem that we're trying to solve at ZP. And we think the SensiTE platform is part of that. And there is definitely material on the YouTube channel that can kind of explain that whole thinking. I suppose the starting point for doing electrochemical sensors really often starts with screen printed electrodes. So at ZP this week, we did one of our webinars and we talked about actually troubleshooting a gold electrode. Now, the really nice thing about ZP is when a client is having a problem with something like the gold electrode, I'm able to demonstrate to them, well, I'm able to, often I get them to show images and share data and just to let me build up a story. And then I kind of advise them as to actually what's going on. And in this case, I was able to advise them as to what's going on. But I'm also able to lend excellent evidence that, at ZP, when we make a screen printed electrode, we need that screen printed electrode to be really excellent because actually we use it in our own products and we use it in the programs that we're running for clients. And that means that we test really well. So we know when we're shipping, for example, gold screen printed electrodes, they're really good quality. Why? Because we've tested them. Then we send them out, and people sometimes have issues and they send me back, feedback and send me back data. So I've at any one time, I could be supporting, in this case, a couple of clients in parallel. And they've got very different problems. And it's not the screen printed electrode that's the issue. If you think about it, the screen printed electrode maybe worked with a connector, there's a cable, and then there's the potentiostat, and then there's the operator itself. So the screen printed electrode is really just part of that system. Screen printed electrode, connector, cable, potentiostat, operator. So that's a whole stack of things that all have to be working correctly in order to actually get something out of a screen printed electrode. So I do advise people, and we have been supporting people with screen printed electrodes because hopefully eventually they will actually want to commercialize. And for me, again, part of that SensiTE philosophy, if people are not at least thinking about commercializing electrochemical sensors, it's a real shame because it's a very practical science. Now, in this particular case, the person that we're supporting, their issue is actually, I would call it distorted voltammetry. So we're trying to ensure that their voltammetry is more elegant than it really is. And when I looked at their voltammetry, the thing that really sort of struck me is it was really high current. If you do or you're practicing doing electroanalytical sciences, the signals can often be in picoamp, nanoamp, microamp, but not milliamp. Milliamp is often associated, you're sort of stepping into the realms of power electronics, or not power electronics, but power electrochemistry when you get into the milliamp. So this person had milliamps of signal. There's just no way it's coming off a screen printed electrode. That would just completely fry the screen printed electrode. So but the nice thing is they were, good enough to share the data with us rather than just saying, oh no, I've got a problem. It's like, no, they illustrated it. I was able to analyze it. I was able to show them they've probably got a problem with their connector and that, then they can hopefully move forward. Now, related to gold electrodes as well, I think this talk is kind of stacking things up a little bit that we're very interested in people commercializing. Therefore, they need good, for example, gold screen printed electrodes. Therefore, ZP supplies those gold screen printed electrodes, and then we provide support. And then somebody wants to make a specific biosensor. So somebody's interested in detecting bacteria. In their particular case, it's Photobacterium legionathi. I hope I pronounced legionathi. Legionathi, possibly. With that said, they're trying to detect this. And they're asking, can they use this particular molecule called luciferin to detect ATP, adenosine triphosphate? And ATP, by the way, adenosine triphosphate, is a good marker for bacteria. And the short answer to that question is yes. And they also asked, you know, with screen printed electrodes, you a good platform for them to build a biosensor upon? And the short answer again was yes. They did ask whether ZP could be the development partner for them. But because essentially it's a university and a student at a university, you know, there won't be the budget in place in order to be able to directly support them. But we will support people through the provision of good screen printed electrodes, good electronics, and then that kind of sales support or technical support as well, where I was able to lay out to them how they can actually detect adenosine triphosphate, because the ATP reacts with an enzyme, and one of the cofactors in that reaction is oxygen, and oxygen can be detected on a gold screen printed electrode. So I was able to basically show them how to do it, you know, and I think with universities and especially students, they have to do, because that's part of, let's say, the job. Slightly different thing, but somebody was asking, I want to detect multiple analytes. Do you have such an instrument for it? And we do. It's called EMMA, and it's a parallel potentiostat. So I was just sort of illustrating that we do have true parallel potentiostats. Now, a little bit of fun this afternoon was actually at ZP, we talk about commercializing technologies. We talk about this whole technology stack. I talk about troubleshooting, and then we actually go and do it, you know, for ourselves by using the SensiOR platform as FoodSense. And FoodSense is a technology specifically designed for testing in the food ingredients market. And so this afternoon, I did a quick test on Nando's Peri-Peri salt. So Nando's Peri-Peri salt is augmented with chilies. I did a quick test on it. I think it came out about 2,000 Scoville heat units. And this is not surprising because, A, it's not that spicy. I've just tried it. My family's tried it. I've just put it neat on my tongue, so it's not that spicy. And as I say, it came out 2,000 Scoville heat units. And when you look at the list of ingredients, it's far, far below 4% by mass or by weight of the total ingredients in that particular product. And I did a sort of, you know, a recording and showed the whole workflow. And it's, you know, the nice thing about the FoodSense Generation 4, like any electrochemical assay should be really, it's simple and quick to do. So in summary, what have we done this week? We've talked about the commercialization of electrochemical sensors. I really want people to be thinking about doing this in 2 years rather than definitely 15 years. 15 years is too long, too large a chunk of your working life to spend and not actually be successful at the end of it. We've talked about gold electrodes and the troubleshooting of gold electrodes. And we believe very strongly in our screen printed electrodes and the quality of them. But make sure you get the connectors right. That's the next week link, let's say, on this. After that, then, it's actually turning gold electrodes into biosensors. So ATB, adenosine triphosphate, yes, can be detected on gold electrodes, especially when you kind of hook it with an enzyme that's oxygen dependent, because then you can sort of measure that reaction of ATP with the enzyme through the oxygen signal. Some people want to go on from just simple biosensing and want to do series biosensing, or I should say parallel biosensing. And we do have the instruments for that. And then it's a sort of proof is in the pudding, let's say. And at ZP, we prove that this technology stack is robust because, hey, we go and do it on FoodSense. And just for fun, as I say, we did some testing on that salt this afternoon and got about 2,000 Scoville heat units, which is really what you'd expect if you A, taste it, and B, look at the ingredients on the side, and C, you know your family can eat it and they put it on like salt. So you can appreciate that it's not super hot. I would say this, if you've got any questions at ZP, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You know, the business model is simple enough. It's contract development, contract manufacturing. And we do put a lot of technologies on the website for academics and startups and entrepreneurs who want to incorporate electrochemical sensing into their technology stacks. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Okay, thanks very much.